flew like a moth to you, sunlight. A Dimension 20 Fantasy High fanfic, written by Non-Binary with a Knife. Read by Black Glass. It starts when Adine falls asleep on Gorgug's shoulder at the end of a late-night study session, and Gorgug wraps a blanket around her and leans back into the couch, but doesn't even think of moving her away because they simply fit together, like that's how they were meant to be. And it starts when Adine wakes up with her face pressed into Gorgug's hoodie and doesn't question her place there because she's never been able to fall asleep the same way alone. And it starts when Fig steals Fabian's blood rush jacket after one of his games and steals it again when she's cold on the way home from school. And when they're all seated at Besrar's, Fabian takes it off and hands it to her when her fingers begin to twitch, and the action is so smooth and right and expected that no one blinks. And it starts when Riz steals Fabian's jacket from Fig one night when he's working and can't be bothered to get up and get a blanket, and leaves the jacket on the back of the passenger seat in the hang van, where Gorgug accidentally grabs it instead of his own, and figures it's close enough. And he leaves it on a locker room bench while he showers, where Fabian sees it, and assumes it's Gorgug's, and runs to grab his out of the van. And when he realizes it's Gorgug's and not his own, he's about to be late and it's close enough, and the way it drapes over his shoulders feels like one of Gorgug's hugs. And Gorgug sees Fabian wearing his jacket, and can't help but smile and wrap him up in a hug. And Fabian sees Gorgug wearing his jacket, and can't help but give him an inspiring kiss on the cheek, before he goes out into the field. And it starts when Kristen describes how she knew she first liked girls, and describes red eyes the color of rubies that sparkle with rebellion, and t-shirts with sleeves lovingly ripped off to make room for personality, and the way a wizard's brow furrows when she's trying to understand a new spell. And Riz thinks about the way a barbarian's hand pushes stray bangs out of his eyes when he tinkers, and the way bards move, with purpose and grace and confidence, and the clues fall into place like dominoes, and he can't believe he's only just seeing the picture that's been lying out in front of him. And Gorgug gently patches Fabian up after a blood rush game, and his hands linger on Fabian's shoulder, and Fabian sits as still as he can to keep them there a little longer. And Adine stays awake with Riz, jumping from clue to clue as they follow the rush of learning and discovering and understanding. And when they solve it, wrapping him in a hug is as simple as A to B. And Fig writes pages and pages of poetry about elven eyes and orcish hands and goblin thoughts, and human determination, and realizes this is what love stories are made of. End of story. Thanks for listening.